USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his three homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
"Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward."
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says social distancing is working in an effort to slow down the spread of coronavirus, but he's also urging New Yorkers to keep it up. De Blasio also says some data suggests that progress is being made.
The hospitalizations have stabilized. For a long time, that just kept going up and up. We're now seeing some leveling off, again, based on only a few days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some troubling trends regarding COVID-19 deaths, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
New data shows an alarming number of African Americans are succumbing to COVID-19, NIH Director Anthony Fauci.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African American population.
That includes diabetes, hypertension, and obesity.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is glad Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley resigned. Schumer is also praising the captain who was relieved of his duties on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The New York Democrat says the captain spoke truth to power in a letter that was eventually published after it leaked to the media about more than 100 coronavirus cases on the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Congress is racing to approve more money for small businesses, a sign that the last relief package was not enough to address the ballooning health and economic crisis. Regarding a Phase 4, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News we may want to pump the brakes just a little bit.
First, we have to make sure that this last bill, the CARES Act, actually works to get relief to the people that need it, which is just about everybody in America, to make sure that the healthcare providers get what they need, and to make sure that our small businesses are able to get these loans. We put out about 17,000 loans already, about $5 billion, but there's $350 billion in this project. With regard to a fourth package, I believe that there will be one. But I have to tell you, Sandra, there is just no way that Nancy Pelosi can once again bring to that her list of liberal leftist approaches of the Green New Deal and election reform, things she's talking about diversity of corporate boards. This is a crisis that our country is facing. Anything in this fourth package has to make sure that we have fulfilled the needs that we promised would be met through the third package.
And finally, Americans are definitely staying home during this pandemic. The TSA is reporting a record low number of passengers being checked by their agents at the nation's airports. On Tuesday, a little more than 97,000 people were screened before boarding planes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.